Shank Bagley. Shank Bagley. Shank Bagley. Hello, and welcome to Shank Bagley, an old Lincolnshire adjective to describe absolutely anything loose and disorderly, which sums up this Lincolnshire lass quite nicely, as I do tend to go off on a tangent every so often. In a moment, we're talking bananas, and not for the first time, you might say. First though, with it being episode 23, here are a few other things with the same number. The smallest amount of people you have to have in a room for there to be a greater than even chance that two of them have the same birthday. The age of the oldest sheep, according to the Guinness World Records, looks as if she's still with us too. Her name is Grandma, from Halsey in Oregon in the States, and she's a horned Dorset. And the most wins of a cheese rolling race. Chris Anderson from the UK won the annual Cooper's Hill Cheese Rolling and Wake Race in Gloucestershire between 2005 and 2022. It's a tradition where hundreds of people chase a double Gloucester cheese down a ridiculously steep hill. It's almost vertical is the hill and 180 metres long. And it's been happening since the early 1800s. I had a look, and this year, six people were taken to hospital, be it broken ankles, broken leg, concussions, breathing difficulties. And yes, it will still happen again next year. And if you're interested, it's on Bank Holiday Monday, the 27th of May. I may be washing my hair. So I hope you're okay wherever you are in the world. Huge thanks to Cyprus for giving Glyn and I the most wonderful of holidays. Just over 2 weeks in the glorious sunshine, temperatures of 28, 29 degrees, lots of sleep, rest and incredible food. Loved it. We only flew back home late Wednesday, so it's a slightly shorter podcast than normal and we are focusing purely on bananas. The villa we rent is owned by the Karyanis family, who live in and around the Paphos area of the island. The villa itself is in Kissonager and is surrounded by the family's bananas, which is where I found Michaelis and his brother Vasily last Saturday morning. And to give you an idea of where we were, we walked into the crop, a few rows in, and stood looking at a plant which was perhaps three and a half metres high and a metre or so away from its neighbour.
We have planted like that. I mean, they need some space between them because bananas, they want two things: much water and a lot of sun. So if they put them all together very close, you can water them, but you cannot they cannot see the sun, so they cannot grow up so much.
Okay. And you were saying as we were walking in and being careful of our clothes, that what we're looking at is not a plant that's been here years and years. She's just 1 year old.
Yeah. Yeah, the strange thing with bananas is that it's not like the other trees. I mean, they don't live for 10, 15, 20 years. They just live the maximum, its cycle, it's the maximum 1 year. So their mission is to grow up, to have the fruit to be mature. We cut it, we sell it, and just after we cut the fruits, they start to go to die. So we have to cut them, and some other plants around it, the babies, are coming for the coming year. So the work that we're doing now, there are a lot of babies, a lot of new plants, and we have to choose the strongest one for the coming year. If, for example, there are five small plants and we leave them all of them, the next year we're going to have five very weak plants. So we have to wave some of them to take them out and just leave the strongest in order the coming year to be on time, to be mature, the period that we want.
Now, as we're looking round, there's a lot with blue bags on, which we'll talk about that in a minute, but some without blue bags. Mm-hmm. So it's not seasonal bananas. They can fruit all year round?
Bravo. They start from now, okay, let's say October, and they go up to March. So they don't get mature the same day, the same week. Some of them are ready now, some of them in a month, some of them until March. We normally try to keep them as strong as we can in order to have them mature as early as possible. For example, now that period, there are not a lot of mature, so as you understand, the price is much more higher than later. So, we protect them And then, let's say every month or every 3 weeks, we are coming and have a look. And some, when we find some mature bananas, we cut them. And then we're coming again the next month.
So the bags go on when then, Michaelis?
Yeah, the bags actually, we put the bags because we have some, although we are in summer, it's a bit chilly in winter. So we protect them from the cold wind and from hail, if there is any hail, maybe once or twice a year. So in order to protect them, we keep them like that.
I see. So that that's grown is the fruit. So the flower, is there a flower on a banana?
No, the flower, we cut it. I mean, they call it flower, but actually it's a fruit, and at the end of the day it's a flower. So we don't do anything with the flower. Okay, so we just take the fruit. Another strange thing with bananas is that they are almost full of water. 70% of the bananas is full of water. So in Cyprus, although we have a very mild climate, there are only two villages where you can grow bananas. In Cyprus, the whole Cyprus. So here in Kisonerga and in Peia. The reason is because the temperature, it never goes below zero. So if the temperature goes below zero, they destroy it. Yeah. So if you see bananas all around Cyprus, all of them are from here, from Kisonerga and Peia. Yeah, there is no other place in Cyprus because they cannot stay live during winter with temperature below zero.
Okay, so you are today with your brother Vasilije, yeah, walking around with, what is this called? It's okay, a very large, yeah, iron bar.
Okay, there is, it's like a big knife. I don't know, something like that. We just choose now the strongest babies, the stronger babies plants for the coming year. So we have to take them out and leave the best of them.
I see. And you, this is obviously very early in the morning, you and your brother have had to get up, and you have a full-time job. This is, yeah, this is you on your weekend off doing this.
Yeah. Actually, yeah, and during the weekend. Actually, bananas plantation is like a tradition in Kisonerga, from parents to children. So a lot, all of the fields, almost all of the fields are with bananas. It's something that we like, it's something that we enjoy. Although we are working here during the weekend, we are having rest in our mind, okay? So we enjoy that. It's not a matter of business, actually. Okay, don't think anybody that will be rich with bananas. It's an additional income for everybody, but for nobody it's a full-time job. Mm. It's a part-time job for the afternoons, in summer, and during the weekends.
Yeah. Mm. So these banana plant, now is it a plantation or, yeah, a field? What's
You can call them plantation. Okay. Yeah, yeah.
So this was been in the family for how long?
How long? Yeah, just the villa here is 15 years old. It used to be here for maybe around 30 years old. Yeah. Wow. Look, I remember I'm 55. Okay. Oh, so it's more. I remember myself being 10 years. Okay, and working with my dad in the bananas. And in my mind, because I was very small, I thought that I was in a jungle. I was considering that the bananas are very high trees. Okay, so I remember myself walking in a jungle. Okay, now if you see them, it's not so big, but that means that yes, from 10 years old or 5 years old, I was in the bananas, so much more, 50 years.
So you do it, your brother does it, yeah, because of dad, yeah, and then you will pass on?
Yeah, the only difference is that we have a problem now. Because we have get involved with this kind of media and Facebook and Instagram and mobiles, and the new generations, they are not so interested in continuing this kind of business.
Oh, no.
And this is a problem. I have another 10, 15 years, I don't know, but I have to think what is going to happen after that. Because I have two kids, I have two sons, they are not interested. They prefer staying in the, playing with their mobile or doing other business, but they are not so close to the nature. Yeah, this is a problem. I mean, there is a difference from generation to generation. There was a difference. I remember my dad, he was working much more harder in the fields, much more harder than me. Maybe, I don't know, let's say 20 hours per week. And now Now I'm working 5 hours per week, and then and sometimes we're going to go to zero. I mean, I'm afraid of that.
So if you didn't do anything to these bananas, what would happen to them?
They are going to be green, okay, as long as you water them. But you are not going to have fruits on time, or you are going to have very weak bananas, small fruits where are not saleable, you cannot sell them. So you have to water them, and you have to take care of them. You have to protect it with that blue bags. We put some sticks here, like that.
Well, oh, to support?
To support them, yeah, because there is some wind. That's all. I mean, there's not so many works to do, but there are some crucial works. Another thing, they are moving every year. The reason is because the mom is here and the new generation, it's, let's say, 30 centimeters on the right. You have the new banana and then the new baby is carrying maybe another 30 centimeters on the right.
Ah.
So can you imagine 10 years moving 30 centimeters? There is a mix-up, okay. So we also choose which new plant to leave according to its position also, because they cannot be close one to the other. So if there is one on the right and one on the left, and the left there is more space, more sun, we leave it there.
So the ones, the mother plant now, yeah, the one that's 12 months old, you're going to sacrifice some of the young ones. Mm-hmm. So the mother plant will, what, just die away?
No, it started to die away, but we don't wait for that. We cut it and we throw it.
So she will be cut as well,
yeah,
as the...
Yeah, at this age, I mean, of 30 centimeters, we cut it. And you see that one? We have cut it, that one. And we have thrown it. Okay, so this is the baby next to it.
Now, we've said not to touch the leaves because they'll damage your clothes. What is that, like a sticky thing or something?
Yeah, some sticky things. It's a liquid, a banana liquid, where it makes small... it's coming dirty, but the strange thing is that as long as you wash it, it becomes stronger and stronger. You put it in the washing machine, it's coming even more bold.
Good.
Yeah. So you have to have clothes for bananas only.
Obviously.
Yeah. So I have banana clothes, and I'm changing clothes if I want to go anywhere else.
Yeah. Now I've put my jeans on and long sleeves because I don't know why. I was thinking creepy crawlies, spiders. No.
It's not like that. I mean, it's something that a lot of people they think. We have this villa next to the bananas, and one of the most popular questions from the customers is, are there any spiders around? No, it's not like that. I don't know, maybe spiders somewhere in Caribbean, I don't know, but there are spiders as you have spiders in your house, but no, you don't have spiders. Okay, if you leave a lot of leaves and it's not a very dirty area, okay, you may find more lizards, okay. Something like that, but you don't have to worry, you don't have to be afraid of that. I mean, I've been working for so many years, I didn't find anything dangerous in the bananas. Mm.
When you leave the leaves on the ground, is that like a compost for next year?
Yeah, it's like a compost, and the good thing is that we don't have to throw it away. And as you see, we have left leaves for 15 years, for example, but you don't see that. That's the leaves that we have left this year. Mm. So they are going to be waves, I mean, to liquid, and the coming year is going to be clean again. So we just leave them here.
What about diseases? Because in the news at the moment, there's a disease, is it Panama disease in India and Caribbean? Do we get that here?
No. Another very positive thing about bananas is that there are no diseases at all. We don't put anything, we don't spray anything, just maybe the ground. But the bananas, they don't have any disease at all. It's not like other trees where you have to protect them all the time.
That's good. So where do your bananas go when you harvest them?
Yeah, there is a wholesale market. There is one, for example, in Kisonerga, and he takes them in a big truck when they are mature, and then they put them in a special fridge where they leave them in a specific temperature for 2-3 days, and they are becoming yellow, and they sell it all around Cyprus. In the past, they used to export them also, but the last 10 years, they consume them all of them in Cyprus.
That's good.
Yeah. And in Cyprus, if you go to a supermarket, you can find local bananas and bananas from abroad. I mean, from Chiquita and Caribbean, we import them, are even more expensive. And that, what we say is that, of course, our bananas, the local bananas, are much more tasty. Although their appearance is not so good, the other are bigger bananas, these are smaller. But if you taste them, yeah, there is a big difference in the taste. Yeah.
And they call them hands, those, because they, the weight of a, now I've said a hand, is that what it is under that blue bag? It's called a hand. How much would that weigh, Michaelis?
The weight?
Yes,
yeah.
It looks very heavy.
Yeah, it depends. It's around from 20 to 30 kilos.
Good Lord.
Yeah. It's you can carry them. I mean, one man can carry them up to 20, 30 year, 30 kilos. But of course, it's you become tired if you work the whole day doing this. So you need the support from other guys, from other workers. Yeah.
So that one mother plant will hold 20, 25 kilos.
Yeah.
That's an incredible weight when you think about it, isn't it? I mean, that's what. So how many will be on a hand? How many bananas? Around.
Maybe there are 500, something like that. Yeah. I mean that. Plant here, there are around 500 bananas here.
Jeez.
Yeah, but there are some fields in Kisonergaj much more bigger than this one. I mean, this is only 4 donums. You can find 40 donums having all bananas, but if you have bananas like that, you need people to work for you. I mean, you have some people who work almost on a weekly basis. I mean, it's a lot. For example, today we're going to choose the best plant. We may spend 5-6 hours, and then that's it. Okay, and you have to do that only once a year. But if you have a big field, you have to work much more harder.
So we know a hectare or we know an acre. So your land is a domo?
Donums. Donums. Okay, in square meter, it's around 4,000 square meters.
Ah.
Yeah, but we call it, I don't know, in donums in Cyprus. But anyway, it's the same. It's around 1,000 square meter. It's around 1 donum.
Mm. We were kindly invited to your dad's father's 80th birthday this week.
Yeah.
Now I would normally see Dad in the field. Does he do this anymore or not?
And look, he used to do everything until maybe last year, 79. Now he realized that he's still active and he still do a lot of works. Actually, without him, we couldn't continue. Because he works, he do all the organizing and all the watering of the bananas. And you have to, it's not so easy. I mean, you have specific days to come to water them. But the last year, he just started moving a bit out of, not to stress himself. Mm. He used to do 20 works, for example, and now he's doing 10. He maintains the pool, the garden. He's responsible for the cleaning of the villas, the water, the bananas. But some works we are doing with my brother. I mean, it's not necessary to work as hard in order to keep him moving forward, to having for 10-15 years. Why not? But as he told us on his birthday party, when I asked him what is the secret of working until 80 or even more, he said, my dad told me the secret, and the secret is to keep moving, keep working, don't stop working, despite your age.
You know, with your lads not wanting to do this, you're going to have to do that, aren't you?
Yeah, yeah. I have, it's something that I believe also, so why not? I mean, as long as I have the example, why not? And when I was coming with my brother, 2 days ago, we had to cut some bananas. So I said, I had a look, maybe they are not so much. And I said to my brother Vasilis, you can carry them. And my dad will be also, our dad will be with you. But you can do it on your own. And don't bring any worker. When they came, instead of 10 bananas, 10 fruits, they found 30, 40.
Oh.
Okay, so my brother had the support of my dad, and he was telling me that, look, he's 80 and he was helping me with the bananas, to carry them. So together. Okay, it's not the right thing to do when you are 18, but they carried 40 bananas of 40 fruits of 20 or 30 euros together, kilos.
Incredible.
Yeah.
Bless you. Yeah. That's lovely. Thank you. Can I just ask what banana is in Greek, please?
Banana.
It is banana.
so difficult, huh?
So now we can all be fluent in Greek. Well, at least with the word banana. A huge thank you to Michaelis, to Vasily, who waited patiently for his brother to carry on working, and Dad Rionis, who made a smile when he turned up wearing his banana clothes. We took a picture of him and them so you can see exactly why you have to be careful around those leaves. I'll put the photos on Chat Bagley's Instagram and Facebook pages, and you can also keep up to date with behind the scenes news and also get in touch, as I do love hearing from you. If you've never been to Cyprus, fully recommend. Lovely country and the nicest of people. I have to say it was a little hot though around the edges. I know the Cypriots were saying that it's still summer, so much so that Glyn and I didn't manage to do a lot of walking because we normally do. So got back into my reading. One particular who I think, judging by her writing, she has way too much cheese before going to bed. I bought a pair of new glasses whilst out there, and the receptionist in the opticians once lived next door to Elton John. And whilst I've gone a slightly off-white colour, Glyn appears to have holidayed on his own, as he's almost mahogany. Next week, we'll be back to normal with a few guests lined up. And you can always email me at podcast@theshackbagley.co.uk. So that's it for another week. Thank you for listening and see you next time. Right then, where to learn Greek? Am I a novice? Well, I know banana.